got to play faster on the perimeter. You know, got to do a better job of protecting the quarterback. Got to establish the run game. And obviously got to take care of the football. So too many penalties on offense, didn't take care of the football, never gotten a rhythm and being good at anything that we wanted to do on Saturday. We threw a couple of balls down the field that created a couple of explosive plays there, you know, but just because of the penalties, getting behind the chains, really kept us from being able to kind of get in a rhythm. You got to give them credit for that. But lots of things that we've got to improve on there. Defensively, thought there was a lot of guys that played really hard, you know, but we didn't always play smart. You know, made a lot of mistakes on third down, kept them on the field, had a couple of penalties there that they converted on. You know, so, but lots of things, a lot of positives to me there that we can clean up and grow on from the game. Special teams, you know, had one return there on kickoff that missed a tackle on the 15-yard line and had a couple of guys that didn't get off blocks. That was disappointing there. But lots of things that we can learn from this game to improve on. The biggest thing is it's no different week in and week out. Number one is you have to be able to take care of the football. You know, defensively, we did get two turnovers and a turnover on downs twice. So that was much improved there. You know, but the most penalties we've had the entire season, and which is disappointing. We've got to work hard to improve that, and our kids will. When you look at Kentucky this week, you know, Coach Stoops has done a fantastic job there. They're one of the best teams in the conference when it comes to running the football. They do a nice job, very creative in the run game. You know, use their quarterback running the football. They have a stable of running backs. A bunch of guys run the ball well there. They got an experienced offensive line. You know, defensively, they've always created issues. They've been one of the best defenses in our league for the last 3 or 4 years. Really good in the red area. Create a lot of blitzing, varieties in coverages there. So you got to do a nice job, and have always done a nice job in special teams. So just looking at this week, we've got to get back to work, and our kids will have a positive attitude, and we'll go back and do that.
All right, questions, hit the raise your hand function. We'll start with Patrick Brown, then we'll go to Vince Ferrar.
Hey, Jeremy, I was wondering what you thought of DeAndre Johnson's targeting penalty and what you said to him either after it happened or after the game.
Well, first off, it was a bad decision on his part. He took 2.5 steps. You know, the whole thing about really any defenseless player is – if you can avoid contact and you see that, it's your job as a defensive player to do that. You know, I've always felt like that this rule, there's probably inconsistency in the rule, you know, and it's a good rule though, because it helps our game and it helps protect our players. But it is a tough rule to kind of enforced. There's probably been some inconsistencies in my opinion over the years, but I think that was DeAndre should have avoided the quarterback. It's pretty simple. He knows that.
Jeremy, it looks like you guys have given up some plays from that slot position, the star nickel corner position. Can you talk about that and why, what you expect more out of that spot?
Well, it starts with we've got to play what we call. You know, they converted 3 third downs probably when we had the best call we could possibly be in. If you said this is the play they're going to run, then we would have said this is what we want to be in. We had that call called. We didn't execute it. So we got to do a better job of communicating and executing. That goes back in practice habits that we create throughout the week.
All right, Blake Topmeyer, then Austin Price.
Yeah, Jeremy, I was wondering who stood out in that Sunday scrimmage you guys had and how Harrison Bailey looked in that?
You know, it was it's really good. I think we took like 49 snaps, you know, and Harrison took every one of them. So for him, that was really good because he, based off the way our fall camp went, he didn't get a lot of live action. We just didn't have enough plays to for him to get in there and get going. So it was good for him. It was good for a lot of players, a lot of energy. So there's a lot of guys that, to me, you know, that kind of stuck out. So we got to continue to do this and give these guys an opportunity to develop.
And then also, why didn't Jerome Carvin play on Saturday? I don't think I saw him out there.
Yeah, we had, you know, Jerome, Jameer, and Riley Locklear were all banged up. You know, these guys took very little practice reps during the week. You know, he probably could have played, but we just felt like that at the time that it just didn't really fit in our game plan to get him in. Hopefully he'll be back and ready to go this week.
Coach, you were talking about, you know, the helmet-to-helmet with DeAndre earlier and how that's good for the game. Do you think it's good for the game to protect defensive players with chop blocks? I mean, Elijah took a what seemed like a pretty nasty one on Saturday. And then, two, can you update us on Tamarion McDonald? Is he back?
Yeah, you know, the one they called the penalty on Elijah. You know, it's, you know, this is a violent game, and we have a lot of rules and regulations involved to protect our players who are playing the game. And, you know, our officials have a tough job. I mean, the speed of the game is really fast. Most of the time on the quarterback, those things are reviewable so they can see it. But, you know, some of these other things, it's hard to see, you know. I think the guys in the SEC do a good job and work hard to be good at what they're doing. You know, Tamarion last night was the first time that he's really had any contact during fall camp. And I thought he was one of the bright spots of the scrimmage last night. So that was good to see.
All right, David Ubben and then Brent Hubbs.
Jeremy, as you look at it, why do you think you guys had so many uncharacteristic penalties when you've been so good at that the first couple games and then on Saturday it wasn't the case?
Well, we talked about DeAndre's. You know, they throw the ball over the middle there and probably wasn't a very good thrown ball, but Tank was playing the ball, and as he went to play the ball, he did hit the wide receiver about a half a count too soon, you know, so they'll probably call that, but I felt like it was probably should have been a no call based off he's playing the ball. But, you know, that's bang, bang. It's judgmental. It's hard to see, right? I mean, it happens so fast. I get it. You know, but the big thing is to me is we had an all sides penalty on defense. We had a pass interference call down the field. You know, it's second nine, it's fixing to be third and nine, we're in three deep zone and we let a guy get behind us and then don't play the ball. You know, so there's a couple of penalties. And then you throw in on the offensive side, I think we had five false starts, you know, so communication, you know, so got to do a better job of that, obviously, and had a couple of holding calls. So not very good. We've got to eliminate those.
What did you make of the coordinated shift that Georgia's defensive line was doing? I think they got you guys on a false start a few times doing that.
Well, it's no different. Everybody in our league, they stem around a little bit. You know, in my opinion, I feel like they moved based off something they had with our quarterback as far as the timing of the snap. So something that we need to fix.
Coach, you mentioned playing faster on the perimeter. What What do you mean by that? Is that beating press coverage? Is that just being athletically better? And then secondly, why did you struggle to identify the Mike linebacker?
You know, to me, playing faster on the perimeter, it starts getting off the line of scrimmage. You know, you kind of in social media world, everybody loves to watch, go to these camps, right? And everybody wants to watch wide receivers and defensive backs play press man. And you see all these wide receivers that take 5 seconds to get off the line of scrimmage, but they end up making the defensive back look bad. Well, you can't release like that. You better release really fast because the other team's rushing. You know, in 7-on-7, nobody rushes. So we've got to release and get off the line of scrimmage and play faster out there for sure. And what was your other question?
Just you mentioned them communication issues and starting with struggling to identify the Mike linebacker. Was that because of their shifts or were they giving you different alignments? Why was there an issue in kind of figuring out who the Mike linebacker is to adjust things up front?
Well, it starts up front with the offensive line. Our center declares the Mike through the quarterback, and just a couple of times, just movements around. You know, if you want to change the spot, you got to make sure the running back knows. You know, and so got to do a better job communicating that. And it cost us on probably 4 plays in the game that were big plays.
We'll go to David Paschal, then Teresa Walker.
Jeremy, I know you got 3 weeks of film now to study when you're looking at Kentucky, but are they a hard team to kind of get a pulse on when they rush for 408 yards and lose a couple of weeks ago? And this past week, I think they had 157 total yards and won by 3 touchdowns.
Well, they play good defense and really – probably should be 3-0. If you look at them, I mean, they lost a tough one against Ole Miss, and I think we all saw what happened down at Auburn, the play that was reviewed there, but very easily could be 3-0. Have been one of the better teams in our conference for the last several years. They're committed to running the football. They believe in their plan. They're a physical team that's disciplined. They play well together. So it'll be a tremendous challenge for us.
Do you think, I know Joey Gatewood got cleared right when Cade did. Do you think you might see more of Joey this week? Is that something you got to prepare for in addition to Terry Wilson?
I think they're similar quarterbacks. He played a little bit this past week. So we have to be ready for everything.
Teresa?
Coach, with the penalties and the play, how much of that is maybe attributable to the fact that, you know, your practices and some guys hadn't been able to practice as much as you'd hoped for over the last few weeks? And how much of that maybe was just Georgia? How easy will it be to maybe clean some of this up in a game week?
Well, listen, we lost the game Saturday because Georgia outplayed us in the second half. That's the bottom line. There's been circumstances within our fall camp that we had no control over, but we've known that all along. So we have to find a way to adapt and improve, and our kids will continue to get better. The more we do it, this has been 3 weeks in a row that we've had our entire team starting the week of the South Carolina game, with the exception of a few injuries, right? So we'll continue to improve in all of these areas. You know, I think on Saturday, offensively with the penalties, we couldn't overcome the penalties. With the mental mistakes that we made on a couple of plays, we couldn't overcome that. And then you throw in the turnovers in the second half. You know, it was too much for us to overcome against a really good football team. So, it's not what we want to be offensively. Defensively, again, we've got to eliminate mistakes. But we'll come back and go to work this week. And we've got a lot of character on our football team, and they'll work hard to improve, and we'll get ready to play Saturday.
Gustavo, then Ryan Cruz.
Rich, in terms of defense tackle, you know, 27 different players had tackles. You know, you see Henry Toto have 11 tackles his career high. How do you see the defense tackle, especially in Saturday?
How did we tackle?
Yeah, in terms of, you know, getting better. You know, you see Henry Toto have 11 tackles his career high, 27 different players tackling. You see this as improvement of the defense?
Well, I really thought we improved this week defensively compared to the week before. You know, but there's still we had a couple alignment issues that gave them the edge and really easy plays there for them. You know, they run a reverse, and we don't play cutback boot reverse. We're in cover two. Our flat corner runs across the field. You know, they gained 43 yards on that one play and then don't get a first down, but they get 3 points because of it. You know, there's lots of things in there that Georgia done really well, and there's lots of things that we need to improve on that we probably could have made it a lot tougher on them too. And we got to fix those. So we'll work hard to do that this week.
Right.
And in terms of – oh, sorry.
Coach, I realize it's a team effort, but was there any point in the second half where y'all consider making a change of quarterback? And then why not on that decision?
Well, you know, Jarrett's our quarterback. He gives us the best opportunity to have success. You know, when you got first and 20, it's tough to make first downs. When you got second and 15, it's tough to make first downs. We didn't do a very good job protecting. We didn't play very fast on the perimeter, you know. So it's the way the game goes, right? I played quarterback. When you have a lot of success, a quarterback gets probably too much credit. When you don't have success, quarterback probably gets too much blame. You know, there's offensively our struggle Saturday were not because of one independent person. It was a team effort. We understand that. Starts with us as coaches. To put our guys in a better position to have success. And then from a player standpoint, we got to own it, and we've got to do a better job executing.
Time for a few more here. Mike Wilson and Brent Hubbs.
Yeah, Jeremy, before the season, you said that you guys might wear black jerseys and then auction them off after the game to support local organizations. Is that still the plan for this Kentucky game, or is that something later in the season that you guys are looking at now?
Well, you know what? I learned a really good lesson as a head football coach. You know, there's contracts within the people that do our, I guess, the apparel that we wear. You know, it's something that our players and our staff want to do. It's something that we're not going to be able to do from a contract. But we're going to find ways within our organization to raise money to support local institutions. So we're not going to be able to do it this game, but, you know, Nike guaranteed us that from now on that we would be able to have black jerseys, black uniforms, and it's something that we've worked hard within our organization and our administration to get done.
Last question, Brent.
Coach, you said, in talking about Kentucky, their creativity in the run game. When you don't have a mobile quarterback, how creative can you be in the run game, I guess, from this perspective for you guys? And two, what are you guys getting out of Elijah Simmons that you like through the first three games?
You know, when you look at Kentucky, they use their quarterbacks in the run game a lot. If you're not going to do that, your quarterback has got to be a guy that can get the ball out of his hand and get it to the playmakers. To do that, it takes all 11 guys working together to be able to do that. When you're talking about Elijah, he continues to improve. You know, I think he's a guy that the more he plays, the better he's going to get. You know, he really has to work hard about keeping his weight to where it needs to be so he can play more downs.